This is Dagaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3 page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Dagaris. This is flyer number 460, entitled MGTOW for Consciousness Raising, Masculism for Law Changing. Description. This flyer expresses its contempt for the MGTOWs, who are a whole historical political phase behind the masculists, who are in an angry law-changing phase of masculist gender politics. It lists 8 ways in which laws need to be changed before masculists can relax their political and social pressure on women and society. The flyer itself. MGTOW for Consciousness Raising, Masculism for Law Changing. By Prof. Dr. Hugo Dagaris. Email profhugodagaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodagaris.wordpress.com. I watch a lot of American, Canadian, British and Australian MGTOW videos, learning mostly about female nature. And I have mixed feelings about what I'm hearing. It's what I'm not hearing that is frustrating me, annoying me. I feel, as a masculist, I'm a whole historical phase ahead of the MGTOWs, who are still stuck in the consciousness-raising phase, who have not yet moved on to the political phase, that is, the law-changing phase. They're not even talking about it, as though they don't even see the need for basic changes in society, in people's mentalities and values, and particularly the need for changes in the law to improve the quality of life for men. I see MGTOWs largely as apolitical wimps who merely passively, individually, quietly walk away from marriage and paternity, spending their money on themselves. To clarify what I'm talking about, consider the close historical analogy with the rise of the feminist movement starting in the late 60s. The early feminists met together in consciousness-raising groups in the late 60s to explore their traditional role of being housewives and mothers, and eventually came to the conclusion that a list of legal changes needed to be made so that in the 70s and 80s, politically minded feminists pushed for these legal changes and got them. For example, they wanted equal pay for equal work, which they got. They wanted equal access for women into the professions, which they got. They wanted fault-free divorce, which they got. They wanted the abortion right, which they got. In other words, the feminists fought for a string of legal changes in society that would be of benefit to women. They were clear-sighted, they knew what they wanted, and then pushed in a concerted effort to obtain what they wanted. And they did it. They got these new rights largely due to their female, feminist, collective anger. Now fast forward to the 2020s and consider the masculists. Masculists differ greatly from the MGTOWs, in brackets, although masculists do use MGTOW lifestyles to punish women, close brackets. In that masculists are fighters, they are angry, even hateful, on certain topics. And like the feminists of the 70s, are out to change laws, to make legal changes in society that will be of benefit to men. For example, here is a list of legal changes that the masculists aim to see implemented this decade. I'll list them here first, then comment on them later. 1. Reform the divorce courts. 2. Legislate the PARA, that's paternity rejection right. 3. Increase male primary and secondary school teachers' salaries. 4. Create gender equality committees in parliaments that consist half of feminists and half of masculists. 5. Prosecute female false accusers. 6. Push masculist ideas onto society so women fip up. 7. Promote men's studies courses at universities. 8. Promote the formation of masculist groups in every high school and campus. 1. Reform the divorce courts. The divorce courts are screaming out for reform. The hated fluffy feminist hypocrites who have taken them over have made divorce so toxic for men that this toxicity has become a war issue for the masculists. The fluffy feminist hypocrites are called that by the masculists because they are feminists in the parliaments pushing for equal rights for women compared to men, but behave as fluffy parasites in the divorce courts, thus showing their hypocrisy, wanting equal rights with men but rejecting equal obligations with men by not bothering to fip up and to pull their own financial weight, expecting to be able to parasite off the money and labour of a man, and for decades. One father in four is financially crucified and has his life ruined by these hated fluffy feminist hypocrites. This situation is so bad that a real hatred is growing amongst masculists that sooner or later will brew over into a sex war. Masculists assert that no culture that destroys the lives of a quarter of its fathers can remain intact. Men will explode, pick up arms and murder these hated fluffy feminist divorce court lawyers and judges in their thousands. Masculists agree with the MGTOWs regarding the MGTOW critique of the toxicity of the divorce courts for men who react by rejecting marriage and paternity. The hated fluffy feminists have made modern marriage such a shitty deal for modern men that even young women now are learning to hate them, since the masculists are telling these young women, in brackets, who are now really starting to panic as boyfriend after boyfriend refuses to give them their sperm. So no informed man is prepared to take the risk of one chance in four of being financially butchered by these fluffy feminist divorce courts, so refuses to marry, rejects paternity, so of course refuses to give women his sperm, close brackets. That the divorce courts are too toxic for men to marry. These hated fluffy feminist hypocrite divorce court judges and lawyers have made divorce so toxic that they have made marriage and paternity toxic. Masculists tell young women this, and tell them also to hate the fluffy feminist controlled divorce court lawyers and judges as much as men do, since it is these hated divorce courts that are the root cause of these young women's babylessness. The masculists are aiming to persuade these young women to join forces with the masculists to vote for the men fairing of the gender laws. Otherwise, as a society, we will wipe ourselves out, since the MGTOW and masculist rejection of paternity will continue to crash the birth rate as it is currently doing. Masculists see the hated fluffy feminist hypocrites as indirect genociders, which is a war issue, which will eventually get these women killed if they don't reform the divorce courts that they control, because they are wiping out whole populations. In more concrete terms, the masculists want alimony to be scrapped, with the expectation that women are fips, and if they are not, then they will be poor for not having bothered to fip up, which increasingly the masculists see as a criminal act by a fluffy. Masculists see fluffies as immoral, parasitic, manslaving vermin to be exterminated slowly by being forced to rot on the shelf, pariahed, spat at for being manslavers, expecting to parasite off the money and labour of a man for decades, while she sits on her fat parasitic ass and lives off his money, manslaving him, a capital offence to masculists. Masculists want custody of kids to be made joint by default, so that young men stop saying, quote, "If I have a 1 in 4 chance of losing my kids if I become a father, then fuck marriage, fuck paternity. I'll live the MGTOW lifestyle. I'll pump and dump women, but I certainly won't give them my sperm. Marriage really sucks. Fuck fluffy manslaving parasites. They can rot on the shelf. I hate them. End quote. Maskus have a hatred of the halving of the wealth and assets that occurs in today's divorce courts, which allow useless parasitic females to leech off the money and energy of guys who, through their own efforts and talents, have made a fortune. With this halving, a woman of no talent, simply because she cunted some very successful man, feels she has the right to take half his stuff and money. This is parasitism of a very high order. The hatred of this practice is so high with Maskless that when there are millions of us, a handful of them will see themselves as John Browns and will murder these utter parasites. Maskless put enormous moral pressure on fluffies to get off their fat parasitic asses and fip up, or suffer horrible punishment by being exterminated slowly by not getting a man. In the form of a haiku-like Maskless slogan, quote, "Women have a career window of half a century, so have to fip up or be punished by men by not getting one." End quote. The fluffy feminist-dominated divorce courts operate on the principle of female financial dependence on men, that is, fluffydom. Maskless operate on a principle of female fitness. Fluffy feminists are monoconscious, that is, they have only had their feminist consciousness raised and know nothing about Maskless ideas. So by default, they still have traditional expectations of men, seeing men as cash machines put on this earth to pay for women to have babies. Maskless tell women in very harsh, hateful terms, quote, "You women will get off your fat, parasitic asses and fip up, or men, masculisted men, in brackets, which in time will be nearly all men, close brackets, will punish you severely by totally ignoring you, spitting in your face for being a manslaving parasite, a bloody fluffy," end quote. One of the major reasons why the Maskless are pushing women hard to fip up is so that women can pull their own financial weight and not expect fluffy style to be able to continue to parasite off the money of a divorced husband the way she did before the divorce. Maskless are so enraged, so angry, so bitterly, murderously incensed at what happens to divorcing fathers that they will take up arms if this butchery of one father in four does not soon stop. Fathers lose custody of their kids with a 90% probability. They lose their house to their ex-wife so she can raise her kids in it. He loses half his wealth, half his stuff, forced to make child payments to his kids, whom he will barely see. And if the ex-wife is a real fluffy, he may be forced to pay her alimony for the rest of his life, so that his fluffy, manslaving, parasite ex-wife can live off his money after the divorce the way she did before the divorce. Today's fluffy feminist-controlled divorce courts are so hated by the Maskless and MGTOWs that they are a growing casus belli, a cause for war. These fluffy feminists who control them are so hated that when/if a sex war comes, they will be the first targets. They will be murdered in their thousands. To Maskless, fluffydom is manslavery. Manslavery is slavery. And slavery is a war issue. Look at the root cause of the US Civil War, which was largely about the immorality of the slavery of Negroes. To Maskless, fluffydom is manslavery, and a far bigger problem than Negro slavery, since the numbers of people involved is hugely greater. Since men have the financial power to force women to fip up, since a fluffy can only be a fluffy if she can get her financial claws into some stupid, gullible, manslavable man, women will no longer be able to be fluffies, since thanks to the spread of Maskless and MGTOW ideas on the internet, in brackets, the manosphere. The supply of such gullible man-slaves is drying up, so fluffies will be forced off their hated parasitic asses and made to fip up. Otherwise, not only will they not get a man, but female maskers, who agree with the arguments of the maskers, will spit on them too and cuss them out of society. So, as maskers' ideas spread, fluffies will be seen as vermin who don't deserve to live, since they are manslavers, hence slavers, and slavery is hated, slavery is a war issue. In the 19th century, the abolitionists hated the immorality of Negro slavery. In the 21st century, the masculists hate the immorality of manslavery, which is a far bigger problem, since there are today billions of manslaves. This is the end of part one.